of green, red roses too.
This is Ed Cohen, editor and publisher of GlobalBusinessNews.net, and your host today on GlobalRadioTalkShow.com. Coming to you today from downtown Los Angeles and San Diego. Our very special guest today is Mr. Colin Daly, Executive Director of Sales for Level Furnished Living, which represents a beautiful brand new high-rise apartment building called Level Furnished Living at 888 South Olive Street in downtown L.A., which is right near Staples Center and L.A. Live. So once again, stayinglevel.com is where you can get a beautiful view of this building. Let's welcome Colin. Hello.
Good morning, Ed. Thanks for having me.
I'm really delighted to have you on our show today, and more specifically, thank you for being the host sponsor of the upcoming Global Business News Conference in Los Angeles on January 27. So first of all, tell me about Level Furnished Living in downtown L.A.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, we're very excited to be partnering with you on your event at the end of January. We know it's going to be a successful event and bringing a lot of wonderful people into the building. So thank you again for partnering with us. Level Furnished Living ultimately is a corporate housing provider. We are the hospitality division of the Ani Group. Ani is a real estate developer based out of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And again, Level being the hospitality division. Specifically here in downtown Los Angeles, our tower consists of about 303 fully furnished suites that really blend the comfort of residential living with convenience of luxury hotel services and state-of-the-art amenities. So we actually offer very flexible lease options here at Level. So whether you're staying short-term or long-term, you can rent nightly, weekly, or on a month-to-month basis up to one-year lease options. So to be honest, we kind of, well, we cover it all.
Okay. So now, is this like an Oakland, or is it more like the Four Seasons?
Yeah, you know, I keep telling people we're truly a hybrid of a residential tower with services and amenities that you would find at a high-end boutique hotel. You know, it really kind of, I guess, separates us from other corporate housing providers. We actually build, manage, and operate our towers, so everything is in-house. It's very seamless. So, yes, there's the short-term, there's a long-term component. So sure, renting here short-term, whether that's nightly or weekly, is similar to that of a hotel environment in terms of your pricing as well as your amenities. And then from a long-term perspective, certainly more from the corporate housing side, and that ultimately is our business model, focusing on reservations of, you know, 30 days and beyond. But we do have that small component that operates similar to of a hotel.
What about sports facilities?
We actually have about almost close to 40,000 square feet of indoor-outdoor amenity space. So as a resident or guest of Level in downtown Los Angeles, you have full access to L Club. L Club is our exclusive fourth floor amenity space. Some highlights there, we would have an outdoor full-size basketball court, rooftop pool that's heated as well as a hot tub. We have a beautiful outdoor lounge with barbecues and fire pits. There's also a 24-hour fitness center, and in addition to that, a sauna and steam pavilion, and then an indoor lounge as well. So it's really, to be honest, an experience, a lifestyle living here at Level. There's certainly the health and wellness, the sports aspect to it, but of course, from a business perspective, we have several boardrooms, meeting space, private dining room, catering kitchen. So ultimately, there's a lot of bells and whistles when living here at Level downtown L.A.
Now, so this is a high rise. So tell us about how high it is.
Yeah, we have 33 stories here at Level. And again, the labels consist of 1, 2, and 3-bedroom fully furnished suites. And they range in size anywhere from about 700 square feet up to 2,100 square feet. We also have a 2-story penthouse that's currently still being built out. That should be launching next year. And that's close to 9,000 square feet of space, rooftop pool, hot tub, and 360-degree views of Los Angeles. So it's an incredible piece of real estate. But again, in terms of the tower, you're looking at 33 stories.
Now, do you have food service?
You know, I guess the biggest difference between our unique business model, which again is a hybrid of a residential tower with hotel amenities and services, we don't operate food and beverage outlets like, say, room service or a banquets department. Now, that being said, there is quite a bit of real estate on the ground level or the main level of the building. And all that retail is being built out currently. So in the new year, there will be restaurants running independently in our retail space. We will have Sakana Sushi opening up in the spring, also Cognoscenti Coffee, which is a beautiful coffee shop. And we just announced that SoulCycle is actually going into the building. So in addition to all those wonderful amenities I mentioned at L Club, SoulCycle will be operating on the main level by March of 2016. So to be honest, that's going to breathe a lot of new life into the corner of 9th and Olive and our address at 888 South Olive Street. But again, we're not going to be running those restaurants. Those will be running independently, but fortunately they will be in our tower.
Now, how to get there is a key concern. So if I'm coming on the 110, which is the north-south freeway through downtown L.A., which intersects on the north, the Hollywood 101 and the 10 east-west, the zip code is 90014, 888 South Olive Street. So you do have tours open for industry members who want to come and take a look.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a full sales team, and anybody's welcome to come down. We are here, and whether you want to come in on Monday or a Sunday, there's always somebody here to assist you. We do full tours, and you can either call in and book a tour with our sales team. But, of course, if you happen to be in downtown and you see our building, feel free to walk in, as walk-ins are always welcome.
So let's talk about the kind of people that stay there. I know this being in L.A. now, in Hollywood, you probably have some celebrities or sports stars staying there with the sports facilities that you mentioned.
Yeah, we actually have all walks of life living in Level. We also are quite protective of our residents and sensitive to anybody living in the building. So although we don't release celebrity names or sports stars, you're absolutely right. With having a rooftop basketball court and walking distance to the Staples Center, we've had professional basketball players living in the tower. We've had some music producers as well as artists. But a lot of the people living here are working professionals, whether they're here on a project assignment, for a short period of time, or perhaps there's a lawyer flying in from New York and they have a court case here in downtown LA for 3 months. This is really the perfect business model. As I mentioned, it's very seamless. Everything is fully furnished. When you're renting here at Level, all your utilities are included in your suite. So, those are basic utilities like gas, electricity, heating, air conditioning is included, your cable's included, your internet. You have a fully furnished kitchen with all high-end appliances. And you also receive weekly housekeeping services. So there's exceptional added value when you're renting here at Level, whether you are a sports star, a celebrity, a banker, a consultant. And then we have a lot of downtown residents that typically, like to hop around from a variety of different buildings, whether they're moving over from a building like the Ritz-Carlton or the Watermark or some other towers here. We do have a number of downtown residents that are living here permanently at Level.
So what about families?
Yeah, we are a kid-friendly, family-friendly tower, as well as pet-friendly. So we have quite a few families that will come in and stay at Level, especially during the holiday time frame and the summer season, which is our peak season here in downtown L.A. So we have families coming from all over the world. As I mentioned, a part of our business model focuses on short-term housing. So you can go on online channels like Booking.com and Expedia worldwide, which convert into many other channels and different languages. So we get quite a bit of international clientele coming into Level. A lot of that's people traveling from the Middle East, Asia, and Europe. So it's a very family-friendly building. We have quite a few suites that can accommodate families, especially as all of our suites have sofa beds in the suite. And as I mentioned, it is a very kid-friendly suite or building. So whether or not, you have infants coming in, we can place cribs in your suite, and there's, children amenities here at Level.
Fascinating. Okay, so you mentioned that the company is a developer that's based in Canada, so they've been active in Canada. Is that correct?
That's correct. So Ani is a developer based out of Vancouver, British Columbia. We build a lot of commercial and residential real estate, very well known in Western Canada. Back in 2008, Ani acquired quite a bit of real estate here in downtown Los Angeles. We have one other Level furnished living tower, which is in Vancouver, in the area of Yale Town, which is a trendy, up-and-coming, young professional area of downtown Vancouver. Level furnished living downtown Los Angeles is our second property in the portfolio and first in the United States. Although we are looking to venture into other key markets such as Seattle and Chicago. And so I envision the Level brand, even though we're still young and boutique and growing, we will probably going to be, you know, within the next 5 years, at least, you know, doubling in size. So it's a very exciting time to be part of the brand. And it's really starting to catch on in the corporate housing world, and we're really starting to build a presence here in downtown Los Angeles. So it's a very exciting time to be part of a young division of the Ani Group with a lot of potential for growth.
So tell me about special deals here. Do you have any New Year's packages or looking at after the New Year gets underway, special offers during the winter?
Yeah, we're going to be putting on a few special offers, short-term and long-term. I guess for the purpose of today, I would love to highlight, you know, a corporate housing special. So right now, if anybody is booking a stay of 30 days or more, and they're booking essentially today up to March 31st, we are going to be offering our one-year lease rates, even if you're only staying for 30 days. So really how the business model works here at Level, the longer length of stay, the more cost-effective it is to be in the building. So the most cost-effective being a one-year lease, we're going to be offering those rates for anybody booking 30 days and beyond, as long as you're booking between today up to March 31st of 2016. So it's exceptional value. So if anybody's interested, you know where to find us, 888 South Olive Street.
Okay, and once again, the website is stayinglevel.com. And I'm on the site right now, and it's beautiful. I need to say, this in full disclosure, that I have personally stayed at Level 1, and it is everything that Colin has just said. I have to tell you, it's elegant and very, very practical at the same time. And the fourth floor sports facilities are absolutely first class, actually quite beautiful. I can only imagine how much all this costs to do, but it's just really a gorgeous place, stayinglevel.com. Okay, now, in terms of the security, can you talk about security things? Everybody's concerned about that today.
Yeah, we're actually in a very safe and up-and-coming area, South Park District of downtown Los Angeles. Going back to that hybrid business model, we're really trying to bring in a high level of hospitality into the residential marketplace, especially in corporate housing. So the majority of our senior management team are all ex-hoteliers coming from that luxury segment. A big part of that for us is service. We really pride ourselves on the level of service that we're able to offer our guests and residents, including security. When you're staying here at Level, we do have 24-hour concierge and guest services or a front desk team. So whether you're arriving 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there's always somebody here to assist you. We also have a full housekeeping team, full maintenance. So just going back, that really helps set us apart from other providers as everything is in-house. You know, if your light bulb goes out, we've got a maintenance crew to go in there. But also from a security perspective, we do have 24-hour staff here and overnight security in the building. Also accessing the building, it is protected. You would need a key card access to enter from our pedestrian access on Olive Street. You'd also need that same key to access the elevator, as well as your floor and the private amenity floor, which I mentioned is L Club. So it is a very protected, secure, safe building, and with 24-hour full staff, and that really shouldn't be a concern of any of our guests or residents.
Okay, now let's drill down a little bit as we come to a close here. Tell us about yourself,
sure.
Colin. What's your experience in the industry?
Yeah, so I've been literally living and breathing hospitality my entire life. I grew up on the east coast of Canada, small little island, Newfoundland. I'm not sure many people know where it is, but a beautiful island, also very dependent on tourism, especially in the summertime. But I left there right out of school. I ended up going to British Columbia, spending about 7 years out in the world-class ski destination of Whistler. Many of you may remember that as the host town of the 2010 Winter Olympics. And I was at with Four Seasons Hotels for about almost 9 years, starting there in Whistler, eventually relocating to the beautiful island of Hawaii. So, you know, from the mountains to the beach, and eventually through my time with Four Seasons, relocated to Southern California. And I joined Level about a year and a half ago. One of my good friends, Javier Cepeda, who's now the regional vice president and also an ex-Four Seasons hotelier, had been, you know, telling me about this exciting world of corporate housing. You know, a lot of people understand what a hotel is, and although service departments, furnished apartments, that concept's truly growing here in North America. It's very well known in international countries, and the business model, it was somewhat non-existent here in downtown Los Angeles, at least from a luxury perspective. So Javier hired me on to really run the sales team here. And it's been a really fun ride, you know, leading up to our opening. It was a lot of education. I'll be honest, at first people thought we were crazy to furnish 303 suites here in downtown LA. And now when we are bringing guests through or residents through or even developers, you know, a lot of them are looking at us going, well, why isn't anybody else doing this? So we really feel like we're ahead of the curve. But ultimately, we're trying to bring that level of hospitality from a hotel environment into a residential marketplace and into the world of corporate housing.
Colin, thanks very much for being our guest today on GlobalRadioTalkShow.com, a service of GlobalBusinessNews.net. We look forward to helping promote the awareness of StayingLevel.com. This is Ed Cohen, your host, signing off from San Diego. And Colin, say goodbye from downtown L.A.
Thank you so much for having me here today, Ed. It's been great. We look forward to hosting your event on the 27th of January. And happy holidays, everybody.
And to you, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye now.
Bye. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.